Good day, Nancy Thompson here from the Lewisburg Horticultural Society. Well, today I'd like to talk about the garden trends leading the way into 2026. Unfortunately, these sound remarkably the same as 2025, 2024, and so on. However, they are meant to help us adapt to climate change, and we are supposed to adapt now, just not argue as to whether it's happening or not. Along with a series of rain barrels to collect runoff to save for the drought that will probably be here by midsummer, here's a few of the suggestions. And by the way, the spring forecast says it's supposed to be wetter and cooler than normal for the first part of spring here in Muskoka. Well, let's start with rainscaping. It's probably a term you've heard quite often. But with weather these days behaving a bit like a toddler, unpredictable, and often soaking wet, gardeners are turning to designs that work with rainfall instead of pretending that it won't happen. Rainscaping uses figures like rain gardens, bioswales, and permeable paths to slow and absorb rainwater. It reduces the runoff, protects the waterways, and gives us a garden that's both functional and attractive. A rain garden is a garden of native shrubs, perennials, and flowers, planted in a small depression, which is generally formed along a natural slope. It's designed to temporarily hold rainwater that flows from roofs, driveways, patios, and lawns, and allow it to soak into the soil. Rain gardens are effective in removing up to 90% of nutrients and chemicals and up to 80% of sediments from the rainwater runoff. Compared to a conventional lawn, rain gardens allow for 30% more water to soak into the ground, so very handy if it is going to be dry part of this summer. Now, a rain garden is not a water garden, or a pond, or a wetland. It should drain completely within 12 to 48 hours, not enough time to breed mosquitoes. A rain garden typically holds water only during and following the rain event. It is dry most of the time. And as a rule, native vegetation should be incorporated into the rain garden. Native plants don't require fertilizer, which is a big plus. They have good root systems and are much better at utilizing the water and nutrients available in their native soils rather than non-native species. Perennials, shrubs, wildflowers, or a mix of all three can be planted. Now, it's suggested not to plant trees, and please, no invasive species in your rain garden. A typical rain garden for a residential home is somewhere between 100 and 400 square feet. Rain gardens are shaped longer than they are wide and positioned perpendicular to the slope of the land in order to catch the maximum amount of rainfall. Rain gardens should be placed at least 10 feet away from your building foundations and should not be located where the water normally would pond. The rain garden is best, really, if it's fed by one or two of your downspouts and doesn't work well in heavy clays. It works well if the water table is at least 2 feet from the surface and the slope on the slate is not more than 12%, so you don't want it to be all squishy normally, and you certainly don't want it to run off too quickly or it's liable to cause erosion. Now, it also works, please don't put the rain garden over any utilities, so you don't want to dig into that, or certainly not over or near a septic system or a wellhead. However, think of it as you're giving your garden the superpower to drink up like a camel and helps avoid some of the erosion. Now, pollinator gardens are another section of the trends, and planting indigenous plants, but I think I better leave those for another time because I've talked too much for right now. So this is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society wishing you a good Muskoka day. Bye-bye for now.